Okay, welcome, Kaitz Kedushin Chabura. We are up to the last five words on Mem Dalet Amud Aleph, going into Mem Dalet Amud Beis, and we believe that we'll be getting through two dots on Mem Dalet Amud Beis. So this is going to be the last segment of the sugya we've been discussing regarding the capacity for a Naira to Mekabel a Get, or Mekabel Kedushin, for herself, even though she's technically still within the jurisdiction, within the rishus of her father. Everyone agrees her father is able to accept a get and a kedushin on her behalf, but we had a machlokes between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda as to whether the Naira herself also has the right to do it. And the Rabbi Yehuda held that no, only the father has the right to mekabel the get, or kedushin on behalf of his daughter Naira, because ein shtei yadayim zochos ka'achaz, only one hand can be a principal party in the transaction in this gerushin or kedushin, and only the father has the sole control over being mekabel the get or kedushin. However, we're going to today focus in on Shitas Tanakhama, because Tanakhama, we remember, if you recall, holds that aside from the father being able to mekabel the get, the Naira is also able to mekabel the get. We're going to discuss the exact mechanics for how that works. Kedushin, we already mentioned, was a machlokish, Rabbi Yochanan, and Reish Lakish within Tanakhama, but the Gemara right now only wants to focus in on Gerushin, where everyone agreed, both Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan, that the Tanakhama Rabbanan on Mem Gimel Abiz held that aside from the father being able to mekabel the get from the husband on behalf of his daughter Naira, so too the Naira herself is able to mekabel the get from her husband, even though she's technically under the rishus of her father. Okay, so the Gemara wants to ask a specific question within the Tanakhama. This that you say, that a father can mekabel the get for the Naira, and the Naira herself can mekabel the get, how far does that go? We know from the beginning of our parak that a person can appoint a shliach. So certainly the father in this case, if he wants to accept a get on behalf of his daughter, is able to appoint a shliach to accept a get on behalf of his daughter. But what about the Naira herself? Can she appoint a shliach to mekabel the get on behalf of herself? Or no, we don't go as far. She can mekabel the get for herself, but to appoint a shliach, Tanakhama will not go as far. That's the Gemara's shaila that the Gemara is about to ask. Now, just to put a frame of reference to the shaila, this is very important, ledina nafkamina, because in general, whenever a maisa gerushin takes place, we know that the husband has to give the get to the yad of the isha. Now, if the husband appoints a shliach, that's what we call a shliach leholacha. The shliach who's appointed for the husband is representing the husband, and therefore when the shliach is in transit to deliver the get, she's not megureshes until she receives it in her hand. The wife receives it in her hand, because the shliach leholacha, representing the husband, is the one who's delivering the get. So obviously, just like if the husband gives it, it doesn't chal until the woman receives it in her hand, so too, when the shliach who's appointed by the husband will not be able to have the gerushin chal until he actually delivers it to the yad of the isha. However, this is as opposed to when a woman appoints a shliach, where if the woman is appointing a shliach, what we call that is a shliach lekabbalah. The shliach, the Kabbalah means that the shliach is appointed to accept the get on behalf of the isha. So listen to this. If the isha appoints a shliach, and the shliach, the Kabbalah, goes to the husband to get the get, once the husband gives the shliach the get, the gerushin is automatically chal at that point. Why? Because the shliach, the Kabbalah, is representing the isha. And so the shliach already received the get, so to speak, in the woman's hands, because the shliach represents the isha. So it's very important. The Gemara is what it's asking right now. We know the father is able to appoint a shliach on behalf of his daughter. But what about the Naira? Is the Naira able to appoint a shliach to accept the get? And if it's true that she can, that would mean that when the husband gives it to the shliach on behalf of the Naira, the husband is giving it to the Naira herself through the shlichus, and the gerushin will be chal right away when he gives it to the shliach, and he can't turn back on it. He can't renege on that because that's the shliach. The gerushin is already chal. So let's see all of this in the Gemara. The Gemara is going to spell everything out what we just said. I was just trying to set it up for everyone to see a little bit of a anticipation of where we're headed. Says the Gemara Memdalam and Aleph, last five words. Boy, mine Rava Mirav Nachman. Rava asked the following kasha from Rav Nachman. He inquired the following shaila. Usually Boy mine is a shaila, has tutzdadim. Says the Gemara Memdalam and Beis, we just turned the daf. Naira Mahu Shita Ase Shliach. Can a Naira appoint a Shliach Lekabel Gita Miad Baila, to accept a get from the hands of the husband? Rashi says on top, Naira, Lirabanan, we are asking this Shaila, Lefi, the Shita of the Rabbanan, Lefi, the Shita of Tanakama, who holds the Amri Mekabel as Gita, that a Naira is still able to Mekabel a get, even though she's under the Rishos of the father, like we said. And now we're just asking, Mahush Tease Acher Shliach, Lekabel as Gita. Bechayavia, is she allowed to appoint a shliach, like Kabbalah, to accept the get on her behalf, even though her father is alive and she has, and the father has rishus over her? We know she's able to accept the get, but is she also able to appoint a shliach, even though the father is still alive and he technically has rishus over her? So the Gemara says this two tzadim of the shaila. Kiyad aviha damya, oh kechatzer aviha damya. Do we view the Naira's capacity to mekabel the get like the hand of the father, or like the chatzer, the property of the father? Is she similar to the hand of the father, or to the chatzer, the property of the father, is she similar to? What does that mean? So the Gemara is saying over here, everyone agrees that the Naira, that the Tanakhama allows the Naira to mekabel the get, is only secondary. The primary person who's able to receive the get on her behalf is the father, because the father still has rishus over her. The Naira is still under his jurisdiction. The Tanakhama just holds the Naira also has a yad. She has a capacity to mekabel the get, but it's a secondary capacity. It's not the primary one. So it's always going to be linked to the father. She's extension of the father. So the Gemara right now is asking, this that she's an extension of the father, the Naira who has a yad to mekabel the get, in what way is she an extension of the father? Is she an extension of the father in the sense that she is like the yad of the father? She's like another hand that the father has to mekabel the get? Or is she viewed in a different way? She's viewed as like the property of her father. She's viewed as a chatzer of her father. And just like when a chatzer, whenever a person owns a chatzer, and it's guarded properly, if someone were to throw a basketball into your yard and it's guarded properly, you technically are automatically kona, even shlomi daita, even though you don't even know about it. Your chatzer is kona for you. So the Gemara is asking here, what is the daughter, the Naira's capacity to accept the get? What is that viewed as? Is she secondary to the father in the sense that she's the yad of the father? She has another yad, and so she is able to accept the get because she's the yad of the father? Or is the reason why she's able to accept the get because she's like the chatzer of her father, that the get is being nikneh, the get is being acquired by virtue of the fact that it's being placed in the property of the father? Just like if a get was placed in the chatzer of the father, it would be kona for the naira, so too if it's placed in the naira herself, in her hand, it's as if it's being placed in the property of the father. Now, what's the nafkamina as to whether you view it as the yad or the chatzer? The Gemara says, "Ke yad avia damya ma avia mashre shliach af hi nami mashre shliach." If we were to view the woman's capacity, the naira's capacity to accept the get, as if she's the yad of the father, so then we would make a similarity that just like the father's yad is able to appoint a shliach, so too the naira is able to appoint a shliach lekabbalah to accept the get. O dilma, or no? Should we view the daughter, the Naira, like the property of her husband, of her father? And if that's the case, and until it reaches, matia means reaches, until the get reaches liyada, her hand, lo megarsha, she's not divorced. In other words, she cannot appoint a shliach, just like a chatzer can't appoint a shliach. it's an inanimate object, so too the Naira, if she's viewed as the chatzar of the father, she will not be able to appoint a shliach lekabbalah to accept the get. This is the Shaila of the Gemara. Lefi the Tanakama, recap. Lefi the Tanakama, who holds that when you have a father and his Naira, who is Mu'resis, to a husband, who is able to accept the get? Everyone agrees the father is able to accept the get. Tanakama says even the Naira is able to accept the get. And now we're asking within the Tanakama, this that we say the Naira is able to accept the get, is she also able to be mashveh a shliach? Can she appoint a shliach to accept the get for her? A father certainly is able to appoint a shliach. The question is, does the Naira have the capacity to appoint a shliach to accept the get? And the Gemara says, the shaila is whether or not the daughter, the Naira, is viewed as the yad of her father or the property of her father. If she's the yad, then she can be mashveh shliach, just like the father. If she's the chatzar, she cannot be mashveh shliach. She can't appoint a shliach. That's the shaila of the Gemara. Says the Gemara, umi misveka leila Rava. Does Rava really have a suffix? Does Rava really have a shaila that on the one hand she's a yad or a chatzar? What do you mean? Even if she was a chatzar, that shouldn't work. Why? Ha v'hama Rava. Rava says, kasav get v'nasnu biyad avda. Let's say a baal, a husband, writes a get, and he gives the get to his wife, but doesn't give it to her hand. He gives it to her Eved Kenani's hand. He gives it to her servant. Biyad avda. Okay. Now the Eved, believe it or not, you'll learn this soon, Be'ez Hashem and Kiddushin. An Eved, or you're learning it right now, actually, an Eved is considered the property of the owner. So an Eved, although he's mobile, he's considered a chatzer. So whatever the Eved Kenani acquires, whatever is given to him, will be acquired by the owner. So here the husband wrote a get. He gave the get to the Eved Kenani of his wife. And that Eved Kenani serves as a chatzer for his wife. So if the Eved is koneit, that means that the owner is koneit, the woman is koneit, and she was megureshes. So the Rava says, though, it depends. Yashen umishamarto hareze get. If the Eved is sleeping and the wife is right nearby watching and guarding him, hareze get. That is considered a good get. And she was Migureshes, because this would be like a chatzer. Just like a chatzer, Rashi spells out, is guarded and locked, and the owner always has his control over the chatzer. So too, in this case, the woman whose servant is sleeping, and she's watching him and guarding him, so if the chatzer is given to the Eved on his lap or on his body, he will be koneh for her because she is guarding, so to speak, his chatzer because he's sleeping. He doesn't have das on his own. He is sleeping. He's just a piece of property that can be koneh on her behalf. Okay? However, ne'or, but if the Eved Kenani is awake, ain't no get. Then the get is not a good get. She has not been koneh yet because it doesn't serve as her chatzer. Why not? Ne'or amai eino get. Why is it when the Eved Kenani is awake, we say that the Eved Kenani is not acquiring it for the wife? Lemaisa, he's a chatzer. Why isn't he a chatzer? So the Gemara says a very fundamental answer. Dehavila chatzer mishtameresh shelo ledaita. Because an Eved who is awake is like a chatzer, which is being guarded, but not ledaita. It's not being guarded based on her knowledge, based on her awareness. Because since the Eved Kenani is awake, he has a mind of his own. You can't say that she has any control over her chatzer. But classic chatzer, in order for it to operate, is when the owner has control over it. He can lock the fence. It's guarded. But when the Eved Kenani is awake, he can't serve as her chatzer because the Eved Kenani has a mind of his own. He can do whatever he wants. He can throw the guy anywhere he wants. It's his. He has a mind of his own. She's not viewed as watching and being on top and guarding and controlling her chatzer. When the Eved Kenani is sleeping, so he is her property, and she's watching it and guarding it. She's in control because he's out cold. But when he's awake, then she doesn't have control over him. He can't serve as a chatzer. So says the Gemara, Kimata Gideliada Nami lo Tigarish. I'm sorry, go back a line. So therefore the Gemara says, we see from here that Rava holds that in order to be a chatzer, in order for a person to serve as a chatzer, the person has to be sleeping. So the Gemara asks the following question. Going back to our original shaila, whether to view a naira like the yad of her father, or like the yard, the chatzer of her father, how can you possibly say she's viewed as the chatzer of her father? When the husband gives the get to the naira, nami lo tigar, she shouldn't be divorced. Why? Because she will be viewed as a chatzer that is not being watched and guarded by her father. If we're saying that the tzad of her accepting the get is that she's viewed like a chatzer to her father, the property of her father, well, just like we said by Eved Kanani, that if he's awake, he can't serve as a chatzer because the person is not really in control over his chatzer, over the Eved, because he has a mind of his own. So to hear, when the father is, if the Naira is serving as the chatzer for her father, and that's why she's able to accept the get, it shouldn't work because she's not a chatzer if she's awake. If she's awake, the father has no control over her das. Her das is her own das. She has a mind of her own. That's not serving as a chatzer. She can't serve as a chatzer. She can't operate as a chatzer because it's shalola das avia. So the Gemara is basically saying, what kind of shaila do you have? You're telling me, Rava, that the Naira's capacity to accept a get, lefi the Rabbanon, is either viewed as a yad, and therefore she can appoint a shliach, or she's viewed as a chatzer of the father, and that's why, and then therefore she can't appoint a shliach. What do you mean? She's not viewed as a chatzer to the father. There's no possibility for that because a chatzer can only operate when the person is sleeping, and the father has control over her. But when she's awake, she can't serve as a chatzer for the father. So al korchach, it must be that the way a naira accepts a get is through the yad, as being viewed as a yad of the father. It can never be through the chatzer, as her being viewed as a chatzer to the father, because that would never work. It must be that she's viewed as a yad, and if she's viewed as a yad, she should be able to appoint a shliach. That should be poshet our shaila. That should solve our question. So Gemara says, you're right. We have to rephrase the original shaila. Ella le'olam pshitale. It's clear dechiyada via damya, that the way a naira accepts a get is through being viewed as the yad of her father. Aye, so then why can't she be a shliach? What's the shaila? It should for sure be a shliach. Why can't? What's the shaila as to whether she can appoint a shliach? B'halchi kami ba'alei. This was the original shaila. Mi alima kiyada via l'shavia ihi shliach olo. Do we say that she's viewed as the fiyad of the father to the extent that she has the alimus, the koach, the strength to appoint a shliach, or not? It's true we're viewing her as a yad, as the hand of her father, as another yad. But is it simply an extension, and she can certainly appoint a shliach? She has the same strength as the father, just like the father has the strength to appoint a shliach, so too she has the koach. Or no, it's not just an extension, her hand. Her hand is viewed as a secondary yad. It's a secondary yad, but it doesn't have the same koach of the father's yad to appoint a shliach, so she would not be able to appoint a shliach. So the Gemara is basically saying, we don't have a tzad whether she's a yad or a chatzer. That's not the shaila. The shaila, everyone agrees that she's the yad of the father. The question as to whether she's able to appoint a shliach is whether the yad of the naira is of the same strength as the father or not. Is it an extension of the father, and therefore she would be able to appoint a shliach because her hand is simply an extended hand of the father? Or no, is it a secondary hand, and she would not be able to appoint a shliach? Gemara says, the Gemara, maskana, amar lei, ein ose shliach. The woman, the naira, is not able to appoint a shliach lekabbalah, to accept a get. So even though she is, her capacity to accept it personally herself is because she is the yad of the father, but we don't view it as the yad, an extended hand, we view it as a secondary hand, and that secondary hand does not have the koach to accept a get through a shliach, as opposed to the father who does have that koach to appoint a shliach to accept the get. That was the Gemara's maskana, At the end of the day, we're about to ask a kasha on it, but for now, what we have is that lefi the Rabbanan, who say that in general, a father is able to accept a get and appoint a shliach for his naira, and a naira herself is able to accept a get, as to whether or not she's able to appoint a shliach to accept a get, is the maskana is right now, einos shliach, she cannot. She's viewed as the yad of the father, and that gives her the capacity to accept it herself, but it's not a yad on the same level as the father, rather it's a secondary yad, and therefore she cannot appoint a shliach. Last shakla v'tayr of the Gemara, a little bit of a back and forth, Esvei, says the Gemara, I'll bring you a raya that she can appoint a shliach. So it's going to be a brisa. We're going to make a diak from the brisa. And then the Gemara is going to reject the diak and show how the brisa has to be read in a different way, adding words. And we're going to maintain the original maskana that we just said, that she cannot appoint a shliach. The Gemara is going to ask a kasha first. Esvei, ktana she'amra hiskabel legiti. Let's say a ktana says to a shliach, accept for me a get. The halacha is, eino get. If the Baal gives the get to the shliach for this ktana, it's not a get. Achi agia get liyada. Until the get actually reaches the ktana's hand. Why is that? Because as we pointed out in the previous amudim, a katan is a lav bar shlichas. A ktana can't appoint a shliach. She's not in the parsha of shlichas. As we learned on Mem Beis Amud Aleph. A katan is lav bar shlichas. You can't appoint a shliach. So even though the ktana told someone to go accept the get, that person is not viewed as a shliach like Kabbalah. And therefore, when the husband gives it to her, gives it to the shliach, it's not chal yet, because that person, that middleman, is not a shliach of the ktana. He's not the hand of the daughter, of the ktana. And so, if anything, he's just a shliach leholacha. He's just a shliach to deliver the get back to the wife. But he's not viewed as the hand of the wife, because she can't appoint a shliach. And therefore, the brisa says that get is not chal until it reaches the ktana's hand. That's the brisa. Now comes the Gemara's diak. Why does the brisa specifically say that a ketana can't appoint a shliach to accept a get? Mashma, says the Gemara, ha, diak, naira, that a naira hareis a get. A naira would be able to appoint a shliach, and it would be a get as soon as the shliach, the Kabbalah, received the get. Because if it wasn't true, then why did the brisa specifically target a ketana? It should have said naira, or both. Why dafka a ketana? So should we make a diak that dafka a ketana can't appoint a shliach lekabbalah, but a naira, which is the kshayla we've been asking up until now, can appoint a shliach lekabbalah, which means that her yad is as strong as her father's, and she would be able to appoint a shliach to accept a get, and it would be chal immediately when the shliach receives the get. That's the Gemara's kasha. Answers the Gemara, Hacha b'mayeskinan, no, let's make an okimta. What's this brisa talking about? B'she'ein la'av. This brisa is talking about a specific scenario where she doesn't have a father. Our whole shaila as to whether a naira is able to accept a get or not and appoint a shliach is only assuming the father is still alive. Because when the father is still alive, then he has rishus over his daughter. So when the father is alive, he has rishus over the daughter. The Tanakhama still maintains that the naira is able to accept it herself. But certainly, when the father is dead, then the naira has full rishus over herself. There's no one else upon her. There's no one else who has jurisdiction over her. So certainly she can appoint a shliach at that point. Our whole shaila was when the father is alive and the naira has a yad to accept the get, can she also appoint a shliach even though the father is still alive? Does her hand have as strong as the father or not? But when the father is dead, then certainly the naira maintains her own yad, she has her own capacity to accept the get and to appoint a shliach. There's no one who's residing over her. There's no one who has rishus over her. So that's how the Gemara gets out of the kasha. Eisvei, this Braisa was talking about specifically where there was no father. But in general, when there is a father, we had a safek, and we answered that she's not able to accept a shliach, make a shliach, appoint a shliach. Says the Gemara, is that okimta? Is that answer sufficient? Hamidiktani Seifa, this is a classic way the Gemara asks the Kasha. Let's go to the Seifa of that Braisa. And the Seifa of that Braisa is going to show us that this Mishnah is talking about where the father is alive. And therefore we're back to square one, that it sounds like even when the father is alive, a Naira is able to appoint a Shliach. How do we see that the father is alive in this Braisa? Im Amar Avia Tzevi Kibal Get Lebiti Im Ratzabal Lachzor Bo Lo Yachzor. The Seifa of that Braisa says that although in the Reisha the Ketana is not able to appoint a Shliach, but if the Ketana's father says to a Shliach to go Mekabel a Get for his daughter Ketana, then the Shlichus does work because a father is able to appoint a Shliach. And the Braisa says, Im Ratza Baal Lachzor Bo, if the Baal wants to now take it back, he doesn't want to divorce her, after he already gave the Get to the Shliach, he can't, Lo Yachzor, it's too late because the Shlichus was Chal, the Get was Chal immediately on behalf of the Ketana. So, Al Kopanim, that we see from this Braisa, we're talking about a case where there is a father in the mix. The Braisa is talking about with a father, Michlal, so that implies the Reisha b'diyeshla avaskinan, that the Reisha of this Braisa is talking about a case where there's a father, and if that's the case, it specifically says in the Reisha that only a Ketana is not able to appoint a Shliach, but mashma that a Naira is able to appoint a Shliach, because it dafka said Ketana, and we're talking about a case where the Naira is in the lifetime of her father is still alive, and yet we're saying she's able to appoint a Shliach. So we see that her Yad is as strong as her father, and she's able to appoint a Shliach. How can we be poshet earlier that she's not able to appoint a Shliach? So the Gemara answers, Chasurei Mechzra b'hachikatani. The Braisa is missing words, and this is how you should read the Braisa, and this is how we get out of the Kasha. This is how we reread the Braisa. Ketana she'amra iskaba ligiti eno get achi yagia get liyada, like we said so far. The Ketana who says to a Shliach to mekabel a get for her does not work, because she can't appoint a Shliach until the get reaches her hand. Ha Naira, but we make a diak that a Naira is able to appoint a Shliach, hareze get. But how do we get out of the Kasha? Because we're going to add the following words. When did we say this halacha? That a Ketana can't appoint a Shliach, but a Naira is able to appoint a Shliach. Keywords, kisha ein la'av, we're adding the words now. The kisha ein la'av, only when there's no father. When there's no father in her lifetime, then she gains full capacity of Yad, she's able to accept the get, and certainly she's able to appoint a Shliach, because the father is dead. Aval yesh la'av, but if she has a father, again we're adding these words to the Braisa, ve'amar avia tsev kiba lebiti gita v'rotza ba'al lachzor lo yachzor, if she does have a father, and the father is the one who says to go accept the get for my daughter, then the Shlichus does work, and the Baal can't go back on it. But Al Kopanim, we see from here, that the Reisha was talking about a case where the Ketana was appointing a Shliach in the father, in the lifetime of her father. There, the Ketana does not work. And even though there's a Diak that by a Naira, she is able to appoint a Shliach, that's because there was no father. We added the words, Bamedvar Mamurim. The Reisha of the Ketana is talking about a case where there is no father. Excuse me, I said, yes, there is a father. I meant there is no father in the Reisha. A Ketana has no father in the Reisha, and she's not able to appoint a Shliach because she's never able to. A Ketana never able to appoint a Shliach. And even though a Naira is a Diak that we could appoint a Shliach, that's okay, because that's only in the context where there is no father in the mix. When there's no father, then certainly she's not only able to accept a get, she's also able to appoint a Shliach, because she has no one rishus over her. There's no one who's residing over her. There's no one who has ownership over her. Her father is dead. Our whole Shiloh of our Gemara was, when the father is alive, and the Tanakhama holds that a Naira is able to accept the get for herself, is she also able, as the Yad of her father, to also appoint a Shliach just like her father? And the Maskara of the Gemara was that no, she's not able to appoint a Shliach. So recap, quick recap. We're in the Tanakhama Shita, who says that a Naira is able to accept a get. even in the lifetime of her father. The shaila of the Gemara was whether or not she can appoint a shliach. The Gemara at first thought the shaila was whether she's viewed as the yad, or, and then in which case she can make a shliach, or she's a chatzer and she cannot make a shliach. The Gemara rejected that because certainly a person who's alive, who's awake, is not able to be serving as a chatzer, because there's no chatzer that for of the father if the father doesn't have control over the person who's awake. Since the naira is awake, she can't be viewed as a chatzer. So the Gemara says, you're right. Second attempt, the second understanding of the Shaila is that really both tzaddim maintain that the naira is viewed as the yad of her father. The question was, is she the extension of her father, yad, and she can appoint a shliach? Or no, she's just a secondary hand, and she doesn't have the same koach as her father, so she cannot appoint a shliach. The Gemara's maskara was, she cannot appoint a shliach, and the Gemara had a brisa, and we rejected the brisa's kasha on that. Have a wonderful day.